Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We are coming to you live here from the Battleground, and it'll be the Fort Recovery Indians taking on the St. Henry Redskins, and we're going to get going early to try to beat the rain. Game time is scheduled for just a couple minutes from now. We haven't had the umpire and coaches meeting at home plate yet, but we wanted to get on early and get ourselves ready and make sure we don't miss it if they jump into something real quick. So I'm assuming we'll still have the national anthem and player introductions and all of that, but tried to move it up as much as we could to try to at least get what could be called a complete game in. I believe that is five full innings. It would have to be called a complete game before the rain might wash us out. I believe WPGW this morning said somewhere between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And if that's kind of all we get, we might be able to play through it. But if we get a little more than that, especially a pretty good amount at the same time, we could get poor playing conditions. So they want to get as much of this game in as we can, possibly can. Want to get it at least to a legal complete game at five full innings, even if we can't get to seven. So, again, we're playing St. Henry. They come in at three wins, no losses in the MAC, and 6-6 overall. So Coldwater is leading the league, we'll call it, at four wins, no losses. Versailles also undefeated, but they have two wins, no losses. Coldwater is undefeated overall at 12 wins, no losses. Minster, three wins and a loss, but that one loss is in the they're 11-1. One of those losses in the MAC. They lost to Versailles 9-1 last Tuesday, it looks like. So in the league, St. Henry beat Marion Local in the first league game back in on the 9th. They won that 5-1. They beat New Knoxville 4-0, and they beat New Bremen 6-0. So we'll see how this all goes here. But Indians are coming in at four wins, five losses, one win, two losses in the MAC. And we're getting the lineups announced for the Indians. Our batting order will be Reese Wendell playing left field, Alex Garkey at shortstop, Caden Homan at third base, Gavin Fowler at third, Troy Homan in center field, Riggs Toby behind the plate, Sage Wendell at second base, Rex Leverett will be in right field, Alex Dews will be the pitcher. That's our batting order. For the St. Henry Redskins, their batting order will be Carter LaGuire, the shortstop, Hayden Beckman in center field, Drew Schwederman at first base, Owen Zimmerman at third base, Drew Bergman in left field, Logan DeHaan behind the plate, Jake Schwederman designated hitting for Gavin Lange, the second baseman, Evan Bowers will be pitching for the Redskins tonight, and Brody Schwartz will be in right field. So we're getting things kind of going here. Alex Dews is warming up, and looks like we're going to be playing ball without the national anthem, so that'll work just fine with us. We just need to be sure how all this is going to go. So right now, Alex Dews is warming up. Our infield is out there, and I think we're going to be in pretty good shape for now weather-wise. So we'll see how that all goes. But, again, we are starting early tonight, trying to get as much of this game in as we possibly can before the predicted rain comes in and possibly shuts the game down. We hope not, but if we can get a little bit of a head start on it, maybe we can get five full innings in and have a complete game, because we already have as far as the MAC. We still have the suspended game with Versailles from 2 weeks ago, and also the full game at Delta St. John's to make up, and we don't need any more of that because we have we still have let's see here, we have this game and three more MAC games to get in, so we need to get this in. Here we go. Carter LeGuire steps in to start it off for the Redskins. Alex Dews comes in. It's called strike right down the middle. No balls and a strike to LeGuire. Alex Dews looks in, gets his sign from Riggs. This one comes in, swing and a miss. Might have caught a little bit of it. No balls, two strikes. So Alex Dews throwing strikes. Looks in, gets a sign, gives him the nod. Ball comes to the plate, just a little outside. Tried to get him to bite on that outside pitch. One ball, two strikes to LeGuire, leading it off for the Redskins here. Top of the first. First batter at the plate. Ooh, not a bad pitch. Must have been a little low and or outside. Two balls, two strikes, evens the count now. First batter here in the first inning. Alex Dews looks in. Hartman's fouled back to the screen off the net. Flips it back over. Beckman, the on-deck batter, flips it back over to the umpire. Alex Dews, 2-2. That one started up high, and it dove down into the strike zone. A great pitch. Got him looking. So one up, one down for the Redskins. That one, he was getting ready to duck, and it came down and across the plate like nobody's business. That was beautiful. Hayden Beckman batting left-handed here, center fielder for the Redskins, and he drives one over second base into center field. First pitch hitting, one out single puts Beckman at first. Drew Schwederman, the first baseman, will come to the plate now. One runner on, one man out here. Top of the first inning. Just getting started here at the Battleground. The Lefevre Family Athletic Complex. Schwederman at the plate. Drew Schwederman. Alex Dews. Pitch right down the middle. Called strike. No balls and a strike. He looks down for the sign from Coach Gast. And he's ready to go. Alex comes to the plate very high. Shortstop goes back, and he's going to back off, and the left fielder comes in, catches it near the infield. That's a better angle. If the guy coming in can see it, you want to yield. And we did, and we got it out. So two outs. And he's heading down to second, and ball was there but pops out of the glove, and we're all done. So he's down there at second base. Beckman slides in, and Zimmerman is your batter. That's a strike. I didn't see what the first pitch was. Somebody's calling me on my phone, and I got distracted. So no balls and a strike is what it says, and it's one ball, one strike. That was so there's two outs. A little weak swing. Tried to hold up and go ahead and went through, and it is one ball, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second base, Hayden Beckman, after a one-out single. He's at second. There's two outs now. That one is just a little high and tight. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And it'll be Alex Dews looking in again. And a weak swing again. And Alex with another strikeout. And that is three away. After a half an inning, it is St. Henry 0, Fort Recovery coming to bat.
Hi, Hi, this is Amanda Segerson, Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics is the place to find GE appliances, parts, and service, Radio Shack electronics, scrapbooking supplies, and even kitchenette brooms. Shop Strolls at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. Need an appointment? Call me, Debbie, at Strolls, 260-726-7136. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072. Welcome back to the battlegrounds where Indians are coming to bat for the first time. St. Henry Redskins left a runner on base after a one-out single, and they didn't score. Indians will bring, as always, Reese Wendell, left fielder, followed by Alex Garkey, Caden Homan, and hopefully Gavin Fowler. That one is first pitch is a little inside. One ball, no strikes to Reese Wendell. That one's popped up over the third base or first base dugout out into the parking lot. Evan Bowers, the senior right-hander, pitching for the Redskins tonight. That one's very high. Two balls and a strike. So it'll be Reese Wendell stepping back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Evan Bowers for the Redskins. And that one is a little inside. Three balls and a strike. I believe. Bowers comes to the plate again. Reese Wendell lines one down the third baseline. That one's rolling. He's made a big turn heading for second. He probably would have been thrown out if he tried to get there. But if he tried to get to second, so we have a leadoff single. Indians with the first man on base. That'll bring Alex Garkey to the plate. Caden Homan on deck. So it's Garkey at the plate now, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike to Alex Garkey, the shortstop. Reese Wendell at first. And throw over. He'll dive back in, get his pants dirty, of course. His mom would be disappointed if she didn't have to wash the pants. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Alex Garkey with a couple of swings. Came up empty. Again, Evan Bowers, senior pitcher for the Redskins. Bottom of the first inning, no score. He hits one high, deep left field. And that one is one hop in the fence. Wendell was on his horse at the swing of the bat, and we have runners at second and third. Two batters up, two batters on for our Indians. Reese Wendell leads it off with a single. Alex Garkey with a double. And that will bring Caden Homan to the plate with nobody out. Gavin Fowler on deck. Caden Homan has been putting the bat on the ball. That was a long shot over the left fielder's head. One hop to the fence out there, about 320, I'm going to guess. And Bowers will step off the rubber, and the runners will reset. Wendell a little bit off a third. He has been, that one's hit hard. That's right. That's off. The left fielder got his glove on it, but he did not hang on to it. And Garkey will come in to score behind Reese Wendell. And the Indians lead 2-0. Still nobody out. Caden Homan with a, I'm going to call that a 2-RBI double, although the official score will probably be an error. But the left fielder got his glove on it, but he did not come up with it. And the coach Michael Gast is going to take a little pause here and come out to the mound, try to get guys settled down here a little bit early in the game. It's only two runs in, he's saying, and this is what we're going to do with that runner on second base. So umpires are letting them talk a little bit. Well, they'll probably let them talk another 10 seconds before they go break it up here. But trying to get Bowers settled down. He's had a pretty good spring, if I'm not mistaken. And the umpire took two steps. The home plate umpire took two steps toward the mound in the St. Henry infield huddle, and they broke it up. So it'll be Gavin Fowler, nobody out, two runs in. Caden Homan with a 2-RBI double. And Gavin Fowler at the plate. Troy Homan on deck. Nobody out. That one's popped up in field. That third baseman goes back, has it very easily. Caden Homan never moved off the bag at second base. One out now. That'll bring Troy Homan to the plate. Riggs Toby on deck. So Bowers gets his first out of the first inning. Troy Homan steps in, batting left-handed as always. And that one is a called strike. The ball's in a strike to Troy. Riggs Toby on deck. Bowers looks in, gets his sign. Troy rips that one into the, that looked like it was going to be in the gap, but Beckman came roaring over from center field and got that in the right center field gap, and that's out number two, and Homan retreats back to second base. That looked like that was going to get in the gap, and Beckman came over and grabbed that for him, so that's out number two. Here comes Dave Kalp. How you doing, boss?
Well, Spencer, I tell you what, you had a pretty good start here, huh?
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. As I was walking across the yard, I'm thinking, holy cow.
You almost got hit by a couple of them if you
came across
the yard.
I thought I was going to catch one by Garkies.
A couple of pretty good ones out there. Riggs Toby at the plate now. No balls and a strike. That one's a little off. Looked pretty good, but he calls it a ball.
When they hit the third one in a row over that left fielder's head, I heard him say, are you kidding me? As it was ripped.
Well, he's not playing in.
He hasn't been right now. I can tell you that.
Yeah, and that's about where he was playing the whole time. And we just been hitting it where they ain't, except for the last one there that Troy hit pretty well.
Those were good hard hit balls right there.
Oh, yeah. One ball, two strikes. There's one hit down, foul down the third base line.
I thought he was going to bury in that.
Yeah, that was a scorcher.
You want me to take the butt?
Oh, yeah. That was about a three or four hopper, and very good. It still was ripping down there, so he just pulled away. Ball, two strikes. Weak swing, and that's out number three.
Down he goes. Old Riggsy goes down looking. 30 swing. I think it was a swing and a miss. But in the inning, Indians pick up a couple of runs on a couple of hits. I know they had three, and we'll go back. Top of the second. Indians up. 2-0.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Back here at the battleground where our Indians lead 2-0. This is the makeup day for the battle of the softball baseball food pantry. So if you're coming, coming up to the game, bring canned goods, some non-perishable items for the food bank, and you can be entered into drawings for the merchant's gift certificate. So, and the girls did theirs last night. Don't know what they got, but whichever team gets the most, they get to pie their coaches in the face.
Oh, what a great gig.
So they want to, both teams are trying hard. Girls did it, beat them bad last year.
Great gig. All right, here we go. Top of the second inning. It's going to be Bergman, Dehan, and Sweeterman. First three batters for the old red and white.
Be on Saturday, May 18th, and you will need to...
Redskins, zero runs in the top half of the first inning on one hit. And Drew Bergman, now your batter. He's got a... two balls in a strike count.
Yep. That looked like that was going to do what the last pitch of the first inning did, was start off really high and drop right down in the zone, but it just missed.
That one's fouled back out of the old ball field. Two balls, two strikes. Ooh, nice pitch by Alex right there. Had him way out in front.
Yep.
Searching for the old ball, and that's a K swinging for Drew Bergman. Out number one, going to bring up Logan Dehan. You know, we're due to see Alex have a good outing.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously he struggled there against
Coldwater
and never got out of the inning. And I think he wants to do something now. That one's hit hard down the left field line, and that's going to be a fair ball.
That one hops the fence.
He's coming around one and going to two and sliding in there. So a one-out double by Logan Dehan. Gets a Redskin out there in scoring position and ready for Jake Sweeterman. Tell you what, the old ball's traveling out to the old left field fence tonight,
yeah.
Spencey. That's fourth one we've seen go rocketing out there.
Yeah, it's interesting, we'll say. Well, I got the I got our lineup, the St. Henry lineup off of online because they don't do an official one through the school, and this young man isn't on there, so he's
36,
he's wearing a different number. So.
Yeah.
Might even be a wrong year, too.
There's a Drew Sweeterman.
Yep.
But.
So, don't know.
But, well, they've got a couple players that are sitting out and some JV players that moved up. So,
So that could be what this is, but he's. Either way, we know we have the right name, so. Alex.
Just keeping him on the step
throw
there a second. Yeah, he stepped off the rubber, turned, and didn't fire, but.
Yep.
Just giving him a. Say, hey, I'm here. Where do you think you're going? There, he's taking one home. That's popped up out of play over the bleachers. I got a feeling it's going to rain like this the entire night. The way that radar looked, it doesn't look like it's hard. It's just going to be.
Yep. And so WPGW might have been right. They said between a tenth and a quarter of an inch through the whole thing.
That one's in the dirt, ball two. Here's a throw. Oh, he got him dead meat. Yeah, great job by Riggs Timmy right there. He bobbled that ball just for a little bit. The kid decided to take off for third. And Riggs, off his knee pads, threw a rocket down to Homan, and he put the tag on him. And he was out from here to there, Spencer.
Yes, he didn't even bother sliding.
No, he was dead meat. Gets a double, and then he gets thrown out 2-5 for out number two.
That one's a little off. Three balls and a strike now.
3-1 now. Sweeterman. Count to Jake Sweeterman with Evan Bowers on deck. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Alex with a fastball hits the outside edge. Makes it 3-2. One thing we got to do, you know, and we talked about it Saturday, Spencer, is how many walks we had.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep.
Let's quit trying to hit these spots, and let's just make them hit it. And
yep.
I'd rather get beat by hits than I would with giving them freebies.
Yes, that's and it takes a lot more pitches.
Without a doubt. There's a hard hit ball, and that's going to fall in front of our left fielder. And that's going to be a two-out base hit. Second hit of the inning for the Indians. Only one runner on as we speak, though.
Yep.
And that's going to bring Evan Bowers to the plate. Evan's on the mound tonight for the old red and white.
He's number 8 in the lineup. Is that where we are?
He's the 8th batter. And yep. Then Brody Schwartz is on deck.
Alex looks in.
Big old curveball.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to drop down, and he held off in the end, and that's still way too high. So one ball, no strike.
But it dropped a foot.
There's a fastball comes in there for a strike to Bowers.
Yep. Alex, I'm glad to see him with his control back.
Yeah. Early in the game, let's hopefully he can keep it going.
Yep.
All right, knock it down, infield. Oh, man. And guessing on that puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, he started swinging and realized he was way too early, and he tried to slow it down and still.
Alex pulled the old string on him. One ball, two strike now with two outs. Take care of him yourself, kid. And he does. Strike 3.
Beautiful.
So nice job for the Indians and a great job for Alex Deuce. He comes off the mound. Gives up 2 hits. Hey, they only strand 1. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Indians up 2-0.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reasoner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Mary Ann can still bake you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Battlegrounds here. We're getting ready for the bottom of the second inning. Going to be Sage Wendell, Rex Leverett, and Alex Deuce. First 3 batters here for the old purple.
7-8-9. 7-8-9 for the Indians.
2-0 lead here for the Indians also. They got a couple of great hits in the first inning. Led off with, we had a leadoff single and then a double and then another double and scored a couple of runs. And
yep. And if you're wondering why we're in the second inning and it's only 5 o'clock, we started at more than 15 minutes early trying to get as much of this game in as we possibly can before the rain might make us stop. So it is drizzling. Umbrellas around. But
And then the Redskins come in here 3-0 in the MAC, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yep. Yeah, they've they beat Marion Local early 5-1. And then beat New Knoxville 4-0 and New Bremen 6-0.
Well, they've got some awesome pitching, so it was great to see us jump out on top of this kid in the first inning.
Yep.
Now we'll see what old 14 Sage Wendell can do here to start the second inning off. Stepping in the batter's box now, Sage Wendell. There's a hard chopper right back to the mound, and he flips over to first for the first out.
Yep, that was an easy one for him. But I've seen those take a big, giant hop over his head.
Yeah, when you got some grass out there that's wet, you never know which way it's going to go. And
yep.
Now we go to senior number 22, Rex Leverett. Rex, he got a lot of time on the mound there on Saturday.
Yes, he did.
In that game against Lincoln View, and actually pitched pretty good.
Yep. And he's put the bat on the ball really well several times. So let's see if he can find a gap or find a hole somewhere.
Back off here, get something going. And there's a pitch right down the heart.
Yep.
One ball, one strike to Leverett. His first at bat so far in this ballgame. That baby's high and off the mitt of the catcher and back to the screen.
Two balls, one strike, one out. Bases empty.
Starting to get the old strike shined up out there in the outfield.
Yep.
Here's a hard chopper. Looks like it's going to be fielded by the third baseman. Scoops it up, fires over to first base. Gets him by about a half a step.
Oh, I thought he was there.
No, I thought he was out, but he
Well, umpire thought you were right.
Certainly took his time there at third and then come up and threw a nice ball over to the first baseman for out number two. So two up, two down. That's going to bring Alex Deuce, our pitcher, to the plate. Another senior coming to the plate, batting ninth tonight, but hitting the ball well. Hit the ball well Saturday.
Yep, hit it hard. So let's just keep that going.
Pitch is right at his knees for a strike.
And Alex will step back in again.
That one's popped up, heading out towards right field. Right fielder's camping out there, and that's three up, three down. That'll do it for the bottom of the second for the Indians, and we'll be heading to the top of the third. Indians still up, 2-0.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why, farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The new Simplicity Courier combines the nimbleness of a zero-turn mower with the convenience of a utility vehicle. Its new integrated rear cargo bed lets you haul flowers, tools, firewood, and more. Available at K&L Tractor, the Courier is also packed with commercial-inspired features like a welded commercial-style frame and fabricated mower deck option. It even offers front and rear suspension. So visit K&L Tractor Sales today to check out the Courier.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, getting ready for the top of the third inning. Going to be 9-1-2 for St. Henry. Going to be Brody Schwartz, followed by Carter LaGuire and Hayden Beckman. First three batters. Looks like Brody Schwartz going to come up here. He's a left-hander. They got 14 seniors on their squad, Spencey. And obviously a senior-laden team. So that first pitch in there is a fastball right at the knees for a strike.
And most of them have been playing since they were – been. Playing a lot of varsity since they were sophomores.
Curveball comes in there and
he kind of faked
checked
at it,
the swing and let him be called a ball. One ball, one strike.
He did check it in time.
Here comes a 1-1. Swing and a miss right there by Schwartzy.
Nice pitch by Alex Dews.
I'm sure that's one of his boys that his dad works at JR.
Yep, that's Greg's, one of Greg's sons.
Great guy.
Yes.
Here comes the 1-2. Ooh, curveball. Man, just outside. Look good from up here, that's for sure. But
yeah, Dom.
Two balls, two strikes.
Dom's a senior and Brody's a junior.
Swing and a miss. Nice job, Alex.
Good. Nice pitch. Fooled him pretty good. Maybe we need a little drizzle every time Alex pitches, because he's on.
No doubt. That's 5 Ks now for Alex Deuce here so far going into the top of the third inning. Another curveball coming in there, yep, right across the old belt for a strike. Yep.
Man, that looks like a terrible pitch 10 feet from the plate, and it just jumps right in there, man.
When he's got it working, that's pretty tough. There's a side armor he comes in with now, and that's right down the outside back, and that's going to be no balls, two strikes. Ooh, smoker right down the heart of the plate. Must have been just a tickle outside.
Yep.
Looked good from here again.
Sure did. Ball and two strikes.
Exactly right. One ball and two strikes in Carl McGuire. Now the 1-2 pitch to the sophomore. There's a break in.
Ooh, that curveball looks good, and he's going to bring him up. Back-to-back punch outs by Alex Deuce.
That one was just barely going.
Make it six strikeouts so far out of 3-6-8. 8 outs, 6 punch-outs. Nice job, Alex.
9 batters, I believe, is what he's faced.
Yeah, it's 10. He rolled back to the top.
Oh, yeah. That's, yep.
Curveball comes across the outside edge for a strike there. So Alex is on a little mini roll here right now.
Yes, he is. Don't
let
up. Between
this inning and last inning. There's a fastball. He fouls up and out of play and probably over on the old softball field.
No balls, two strikes.
I'm assuming Hayden Beckman's probably Trent Beckman's boy, I bet you.
Yes, he is.
Side armor way behind that puppy, and that's going to be a strikeout swinging. So, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. 3 punch-outs for Alex Deuce. And now the Indians got a chance to build on that lead. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians up, 2-0.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Emily Andrews from Calp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy carries Golden Technology recliners and offers an assortment of recliner options in various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to personalize the order. Let our experienced customer service representatives help choose a recliner for a comfortable fit for Mother's Day this year. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery on Commerce Street off State Route 49. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
All right, back here at Fort Recovery, getting ready for the bottom of the third inning. For the Indians, we're going to roll back to the top. It's going to be Reese Wendell, Alex Garkey, and Caden Humblin, first 3 batters here for the Tribe. Pretty dang good start they had in the bottom of the first inning. Wendell led the inning off with a single, followed by an Alex Garkey double off the wall. And then Caden Humblin with a line drive off the wall himself to score 2. See if we can do that again.
Yep, real good start. Let's clone that.
Reese Wendell steps into the plate, gets a sign here. Here comes the pitch. First pitch, a strike off speeder on the inside edge for a called strike. There's a ground ball over to the third baseman. Third baseman cleans it, fires over to first base, and that's going to be 1 up, 1 down.
Yep, plenty of time there on that throw from the
third
base.
Yeah, he sped up the throw a little bit. Yep. That brings up Alex Garkey. Alex with a rocket off the wall in the first inning. Big old boy stepping into the old box here. Alex
is
a man. You can tell when I was coming over here, he got his arms out and he ripped that puppy. All right, when he fouls back to the screen.
He'll foul that back to the screen. The count Code 1 Malice Garden. Gate open in the on deck circle. Indians, a 2-0 advantage. Indians trying to snap.
Well, we certainly don't have enough rounds. We need more.
That's definitely true.
There's this nice off-speed pitch right there. Comes in there for a strike. No balls, two strikes now to Alex. Now you got to defend here, bud.
Yeah, he was watching that one.
Fastball right there, and he pops that one up out of play back in the old parking lot.
Count stays at 0-2.
One out. Indians lead by a couple here. Bottom of the third.
Well, this is one of them games, as long as Alex can keep pitching the way he is. That one's popped sky high over towards the right field side. Second baseman gets called off by the outfielder, and that's going to be out number two.
Nice play by the left fielder, Brody Schwartz.
That's the right field, Spence.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
That's what you did say. I think you did say right field.
Well, what I meant to say was he's a left-handed. He batted left-handed, and he's throwing left-handed.
Yeah, I got you.
So I get that mixed up all the time. I'm left-handed, so when somebody's left-handed, I think they're right.
And they're not.
That's right.
All right, Kate Holman steps in there, takes first pitch strike.
That's what happens when you're dyslexic.
Indians two up, two down here so far in the bottom half of the third. That one's a little high right there.
Yep.
One ball, one strike. Both pitchers seem to be in their groove right now. Bowers looks much better this inning than he did in the first.
Yep.
There is a hard hit ball by Caden Hellman off the glove of the shortstop.
Carter
so
LeGuire.
Caden's going to reach down there on an E6.
One of the few sophomores out there for the Redskins.
Who's that? Number three, Carter LeGuire.
Yep.
Well, it was a hard hit ball. And,
yes,
and,
it was.
You know, again, coming off that wet grass.
Yep. Handcuffed him a little.
Yeah, makes a difference. Got to hit him hard, boys. You and I can field easy ones, Spencey.
I don't think I can, but I know you can. I've seen you do it. I've seen you also field the really, really tough ones.
Not in a long time, Spencer.
No, but
a long time ago. All right, Gavin Fowler steps in there. Gavin batting in the cleanup spot. He struck out swinging his first time up. See if we can drive somebody around. That one's low and in the dirt.
I was told
one ball, one
when I was in junior high and trying to field a ball like that, they said, you can't do that with your eyes closed.
Well,
you know, they were right.
Technically, they were right.
Absolutely right.
That pitch is outside. Two balls and a strike now to Gavin Fowler.
And that still holds true today for just about everybody.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Evan Bauer is a different pitcher when he's working out of the stretch and when he's in the windup here. Now he's got a runner on and struggles a little bit finding that plate. Let's see what happens here. That one has popped back out. That's the play.
Strikes, two outs, a 2-0 advantage right now for the Fort Recovery Indians. We're sitting here by Ron Brunswick. I'm waiting for him to say Deuces Wild, and
I'll
he hadn't said
him.
It.
I'll punch him right in the nose.
I love it. That doesn't mean switch over and listen to WCSN, though. But
throat chop right to the old. All right, Gavin Fowler, come on here now. Ooh, that just about nipped him on the shoulder, but it did not.
A little inside.
Fills the count up. Now Caden Hellman's going to be gone. Now, you have to kind of wait here to make sure he's going home.
Yes.
Sometimes our runners get a little jumpy, and then next thing you know, they're tight.
Yep.
There he goes. Oh, rung him up. Gavin not happy with that pitch.
Yeah, he thought that was a little outside.
In the end, Indians pick up no runs. One error on the Redskins, and we'll go to the top of the fourth. Indians still up, 2-0.
Coach Hank going up to mow the mound.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. Don't miss Wayne IGA's Big Meat and Deli Sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Here are their bargains in the meat department. Boneless ribeye steaks are just $8.99 a pound. New York strips are $7.99 a pound. Ground chuck is $3.99 a pound, bulk or patties. Boneless pork chops are $2.99 a pound. And boneless skinless chicken breasts are also $2.99 a pound. Bulk store-made sausage is only $2.79 a pound. And Eckrich smoked sausage is two for $7. And hot dogs are three for $5. Also check out their deli specials this weekend. This is a great time to stock up and save during the meat and deli sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
All right, back here at the old battlegrounds. The Indians coming out for their fourth inning of work on defense, and they so far threw up a bunch of goose eggs up there, and I love to see it.
Yes.
No runs, three hits for the Redskins, but...
They had one runner left on base, I believe, or did we knock all of them off?
No, they've stranded two so
two,
far.
Two, okay. Little
high outside.
All right,
first pitch coming in here to Drew Sweeterman, followed by Owen Zimmerman and Drew Bergman. First three batters here for the Redskins. First pitch a little elevated for ball one. There's a side armor. That's going to go outside for ball two. There's a fastball, and that's going to be a little low. Called for.
Ooh, get it back in the zone.
Ball. Now it's 3-0.
Get it back in the zone, Alex.
You can just tell Ducey's got some confidence out there right now, and he gets a green light on the 3-0 pitch. Sweeterman does, and
wow,
Alex blew it right past him.
I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought he'd be taking that all the way.
Well, he's swinging for the.
You're swinging
moon.
For your windows on the back here.
That pitch is outside, ball four. So the first walk given up, the game goes to Drew Sweeterman.
Looks like they're going to do a pinch runner here.
Looks like we got a pinch runner coming in, number 42.
Michael Gonzalez, it looks like.
Michael Gonzalez.
Assuming that our roster is correct. I had to get it off the internet, random and not official, so. Most of the numbers are lining up.
So it's perfectly fine. All right, Owen Zimmerman's going to be your batter now. Owen struck out swinging the first time up in the first inning, followed by Drew Bergman.
Is this their cleanup?
This is their number four hitter.
Nobody out.
That pitch taken for a strike.
Nice. And he's in the count 0-1 on the Redskins Southpaw. So no balls in the strike. Zimmerman the batter, Bergman on deck. Indians 2, Redskins 0 on the NK Delta scoreboard.
On the stretch, Deuce. He'll come to the stretch. That one's popped a mile high in the air. Looks to me like it's going to be Fowler has a chance at that, and he makes the play out number one.
Comes in about 10 feet from first base, just barely in fair territory.
So one away here in the top half of the fourth inning, and now it's going to be Drew Bergman. Bergman struck out there in his first time up in the second inning.
Let's get this guy.
Alex is going to pick that guy off. I know. I was watching his lead over there at first, and the last pitch there against Zimmerman, he had a pretty big lead, and I thought, man, Alex, you can get him. But
Or Riggs may be thinking of throwing behind him.
And he doesn't have near as big lead this time. There's a ground ball over to Caden. Caden over to second. There's a force out there. Sage throws over to first, and that's going to be safe over at first base.
Yeah,
so
sailed that one way over
we'll
his
take
head.
The, we'll take the out.
Oh, that's...
What
oh,
happened there?
Called interference.
Interference down there at first base on Drew Sweeterman. Makes Drew Bergman out at first, and that's going to be a three-up, three-down inning the hard way for the Indians. So we got four, or three and a half in the books. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. The Indians still clinging to a 2-0 lead.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helva Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855 I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back.
They say you reap what you sow. Well, that depends on your seedbed. Due to the late harvest here in Ohio and Indiana, a lot of field work is left to be done. Hull Brothers in Ford Recovery has a full line of Case IH equipment, including new and used tractors, planting and tillage tools to help you make up for lost time. Stop by and visit with our experienced sales team for attractive pricing on all the tools you need to put and keep you in the field. We know farmers work around the weather. Let your Case IH dealer in Ford Recovery work for you.
All right, now we're back over here in the old battlegrounds in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians clinging to a two-run lead. They picked up a couple runs in the bottom half of the first inning, and it's been goose eggs ever since for everybody.
Well, that was a great way to start for the Indians, and, you know, got ourselves a lead. I was talking to Coach Ink before the game. I said, you know, what do we want to do? He said, get a lead early.
No
doubt. In case we get rained out after five. We don't want to be behind.
Absolutely. All right, here we go. Troy Homan's going to lead us off. Troy with a rocket out to right center field, picked up by the center fielder his first time up. Followed by Rick Stober and Sage Wendell. One ball, one strike now.
First time when Aiden Beckman chased it down, hit it right on the button. So he's over one. Rick Stober on deck and then Sage Wendell. Now Bowers will come to the dish again.
That pitch a little high and outside. One ball, two balls, one strike.
Let's go, Troy. Hit it hard again.
Ooh. Right down below the knees. Man, it must have caught a little bit of black on the outside. I thought it was outside, but two balls, two strikes.
Bottom half of four. Four recovery on the NK Telco scoreboard. A 2-0 advantage.
Swing and a miss by Troy.
It's a big swing, but they didn't get any of it.
Nope, came up empty. Came swinging for old Troy Boy. Out number one here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, and that's going to bring up Riggs Toby, our catcher. Riggs been rock solid behind the plate so far this season.
Yes, he has. The nice thing is we, in the second game of the doubleheader at South Adams, Diller came in, Mason Diller came in and caught, and he did a very good job. So
good.
If there's a time when Riggs is not feeling good or second game of a doubleheader, it's not going to be a disaster if he has to needs to sit out a game.
I'm sure we got a backup catcher.
Yep.
Mason Diller, I'll be ding-dang.
Yep, and he did an outstanding job.
Good. All right, here comes the one ball, two strike coming in here to Riggsy. One away here, bottom of the fourth inning. That ball is pulled foul over into the old dugout.
Yeah, right straight toward his buddies in the dugout. It was low, so it wasn't going to hit anybody, but bounce off the screen.
Yeah, here comes the 1-2 again to Riggsy. Swing and a miss. Got him on the high cheese right there.
That was up where he could see it, and he didn't see it. He missed it.
Two up, two down, two punch outs.
Well, we got to get Sage going here.
Fifth time the old Indians have struck out so far in this ball game. No walks given up by Bauer so far.
A little
maybe just
inside.
A little inside. Sage gets out of the way. One ball, no strikes.
He is pretty close to the plate. He's had a lot of inside pitches called strikes when he's there.
That pitch across the middle of the plate, strike one.
That's a nice pitch.
Come on, 14. Come on here. Well, two out bingo. Let's get a hit.
Find a spot.
Pitch on the way, and that will be
a little outside.
More than likely in the count, 2-1. So two balls and a strike.
We need to get a little two-out roll going here.
Good eye right there by 14. That's outside. Three balls and a strike. I don't think it's going to be enough to really. Two away here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians clinging to a two-run lead. They picked up 2 runs. Bottom of the first inning off about 3 bombs.
Yep. First 2 batters scored, and that's been it for either team.
Ooh, that's right off the old shoe of the catcher, but looks like his pad helped him there.
Yep.
Put the baseball up, wipe it off, give the home plate umpire, and now we got a full count.
Should make it 3-2.
Yep, three. Here comes Sage, and he's going to be ready here.
And close here.
Yep.
Well, if nothing else, I think Bowers has thrown more pitches than Ducey. But
I think so, too.
All right, nice job. Nice job, Sage.
So let's see if we can get him on base here with 2 outs. 2-out rally.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Good fastball down low. And yeah, that was a good morning, good afternoon from the St. Henry side. 3 up, 3 down, 3 Ks. All right, we got 4 in the books. Indians still clinging to a 2-0 lead.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous 3-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our 2 lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, back here at the Battlegrounds, we go to the top of the fifth inning. Alex Deuce back out there on the mound. He hasn't thrown many pitches so far tonight, Spencey, and we want to maybe get a full game out of this young man if we can. He's been he's been pretty solid, so it's going to be Logan Dehan, Jake Sweeterman, and Evan Bowers, first 3 batters here for the Redskins.
Just a little outside, maybe you're high.
Look good.
Yeah, not a bad pitch at all. Probably a hard one to lay off of.
Deanne had a double here his last time up, and then he got thrown out at third. There's a nice pitch, 1-1.
Yep, a nice pitch.
All right, here comes a 1-1. A little outside. Two balls and a strike now. Thursday night, what are we doing, Spencey? Who's what game?
Marion Local. Minster. I'm sorry. Minster.
Minster Wildcats. Over there or here?
That's here.
Perfect.
Yep.
There is
home games.
Weak charger. I got to tell you, Coleman's got to come up. Fires over to first. Oh, that's a hell of a play, folks.
Said he pulled him off the
Saint
base.
St. Gavin was off the base. I'm shaky on that. I thought
He was down on his
knee. I thought Caden Hellman made a whale of a ball play as he came in, charged it. He picked it up probably 20 feet in the grass, threw sidearm over to, man, I tell you what, I'd like to see a replay of that one. But in the end, he's on at first base.
Yep.
That being said, I'm going to give him a single. Tough play.
Yeah, that wasn't an error, I don't think. Yeah, if you pulled him off, maybe, but I don't.
There's a hard hit ball right down the right field line. Here comes up, picks it up in the right field. Fires back into Sage Wendell.
Top of the fifth inning. First 2 men on for the Redskins. We got to shut them down here.
We got to bear down. So Jake Sweeterman, hit them where they ain't, buddy.
Yep.
Right down the first base line or a little inside, and Gabby holding a runner on, and that leaves Dehan over to second. Sweeterman now at first base, and that's going to bring up Evan Bowers. Evan Bowers, fun young man to watch play basketball.
Yep.
Could put her in the bucket, couldn't he?
Yes, he could, and rebound and about everything.
Showing a bunt. That's going to be a foul ball off of him. He might be out.
It's at the plate.
Well, it popped up and hit him, didn't it?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think it was bunted fair. I'm so sure that shouldn't have been an out, but maybe it was foul when it right off the bat, whatever the case. No balls in a strike. I got a feeling they're going to try to move them again. They got to get these runners in to tie this puppy up.
Yep, in case the rain gets bad.
Show a bunting again. This time he comes. That would have been the greatest play I've ever seen. So it was a high pitch. Bowers fouls it. He bunts it, and it looked like it came right down on the plate. Must have been right behind the plate. One hopper right up. Riggs bare hands it, fires it to third. Easy peasy.
Yep, but it was a foul ball.
I have no troubles with that play whatsoever.
Nope. See if he's bunting on a second.
Now he bunts now. He's got two strikes on him, but we'll see what he does. This time he's swinging. Man, that was a – he didn't touch it. Just happened to pop out of Riggs' glove, so – I don't think we want to give him, I mean, you're ahead 0-2.
Yep.
Throw him some hooks here.
Yep. Make him chase one because you know he's anxious.
Comes a sidearmer, and he throws a straight one, and that's going to be popped up. Looks like Reese Wendell going back. He's going to make the play, and all the runners are going to have to stay put.
Yep, that one probably more than 250 feet, but
hit her out there.
Reese had to move a little bit. And he set himself up for the momentum to throw it if he needed to.
He was dead meat if he was going to take off. There's no doubt about it.
The runner definitely was staying at second base.
All right, with one away, that's going to bring up Brody Schwartz. Schwartz, he struck out his first time up. He shows a bunt, and that's going to miss it, and that's going to be a strike.
Got away from Riggsy a little bit. Nobody goes.
Redskins down with four hits on the day.
Exactly right. Now an 0-1 pitch to Brody Schwartz. Another break.
That one was inside. That's going to get away. And everybody gets a free 90.
Yep.
Coach is coming out asking if that possibly hit somebody, because I thought it looked kind of funky at the plate too, but supposedly it just got past Riggsy and back to the screen, and everybody moves up. So now D hands over to third, Sweeterman at second. And the tying run now sits 180 feet away.
Yep. So now they're going to put the tying run is going to second base.
A pitch runner.
I'm seeing 25, and I don't see him on the.
Don't know who it is.
Nope. Again, had to get my roster off the internet because they don't put a spring roster together at St. Henry, they said.
All right, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Going to get away from Riggs again.
I think
that
was a foul
tip.
Yep. I thought I heard it. So.
Well, you got better hearing.
No, not with the headphones on.
All right, here comes the 0-1 again. 0-2, there is a strikeout.
Yep.
Nice job, Alex.
Top of the order now, is that where we are?
Now we roll back to the top to Carter LaGuire. LaGuire's got a couple of strikeouts. Struck out looking both times.
Well, let's let him have a trifecta. Whoa, way high.
Something tells me he needs to dry that ball off. Yeah, but he wants a dry ball.
Yeah, that was only the second or third pitch with that one, because in between there he threw one back in the dugout and got a dry ball again.
Maybe it's raining a little harder. I can't really tell.
Well, call the game off right after this out.
You're begging.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to beat him fair and square.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the pitch. That one's in the dirt. Riggs does a great job keeping those runners in place. Alex had that curveball coming in there, and That was outside and in the dirt, and Riggsy got his body in front, did a fabulous job.
Yep, and Alex was on his way in to cover if the runner did come from third. He got about a third of the way and headed back.
Well, he falls behind there. It's 2-1. There is a ground ball down to first base line, and that's going to go foul.
Yep. Just about a foot foul down there. Gavin picks it up. Alex brings a new ball back in.
Yeah, it's only right. You shouldn't have to play with a wet ball.
No, no. Especially if there's a batter there that could get hit with a wild pitch.
Well, both teams got towels in their dugouts. They're drying the balls off and throwing them back out to their pitchers.
Yep.
All right, Alex. Here comes the 2-1. Fastball, and that's going to be swung on and hit it well over the screen and might be in the gymnasium.
Scoreboard saying 2 balls and a strike.
I think that's exactly what it is, 2-1.
Probably right.
That's 2-2.
Yep, I was thinking that might have been the second, but I'm losing track when things happen.
All right, here we go. Big pitch right here in this ballgame. Indians clinging to a 2-run lead. That pitch is just a little high. Fills it up, 3-2.
I think Alex wanted that one, but
I think it was a little elevated.
Yep, a little bit.
Exact same pitch that time, and I'm telling you, that was close.
Yep.
Base on balls right there. Second walk given up by Alex. Now, folks, we got all the bases full. LaGuire's down at first. Sweeterman's at second. Well, we don't know who's running for him, but Logan Dehan is at third. And that's going to bring up Hayden Beckman. Hayden's 1-for-2 so far in this ball game.
That one is.
Tell you what, now that's 2 runs that Riggsy saved so far behind the dish.
Yeah, that one was in the dirt, and he stopped it, got a little past him, but
first pitch ball now.
And Alex was coming in to cover. 1 ball, no strikes.
All right, Alex, get on top here. We got no place to put him. That one is swung straight up in the air. Riggsy's got a chance at it. No, it's back in the bleachers.
He
hit an umbrella.
Yeah, probably did.
Knocked all the water off.
Yep.
Perfect.
Bounced off the umbrella, came back over the screen.
All right, 1-1 count.
1 ball, 1 strike. And
Sweeterman on deck for the Redskins.
We do not want to let them get anything going here.
Alex is going to shut him down. Here we go.
Nice pitch. Oh, I would like an explanation of what was wrong with that
one. That's 3 pitches now that we've seen that we thought were potential strikes, and he's caught them all high. Here comes a 2-1. That's swung on and hit out towards the right fielder. Right fielder going back, and he makes the play.
Rex.
So Rex Leverett on his horses out in right field makes the game or a run-saving game play. And now we got 5, 4.5 in the books. Still goose eggs on the board for the Redskins. Indians coming to the plate with a 2-0 lead.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
I'm back here at the old battlegrounds getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians, Spencey wants 8 runs. Put this baby to bed and let's go home.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'll take a couple more runs in a heartbeat, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely want some. Two-run lead against the Redskins is...
not enough, is it?
No, it is not.
Well, the way Deucey's pitching, you never know.
And I'm not sure it's enough against any team in our league. But definitely not somebody that's undefeated in the league.
3-0?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's going to be Rex Leverett, Alex Deuce, and Reese Wendell, first three batters. And, you know, some things always seem to go in pairs. So when you make a nice play out in the outfield, you come up and you lead off.
Yep.
Seems like you always get a hit. So we'll see what happens.
And
Rexy takes that baby
up
a mile in the air, and by golly, Dehan's going to come down with it for out number one. So Rexy pops straight up to the old catcher for out number one. And that's going to bring up our pitcher, Alex Deuce.
Then we go back to the top.
Then we roll back to Reese Wendell.
All right. Get on there, Alex. Get that base hit. Help yourself out some here.
Deucey takes first pitch strike.
Nice pitch from Bowers.
Deucey popped up his last time out to right field. That pitch is inside. One ball, one strike. Another pitch coming in. Deucey reaches out to grabs a hold of it. Pops her back to the old screen here behind the plate. One ball, two strikes.
Okay, we're waiting for
a dry
baseball.
I got her. Just one of those days where it's a miserable day for everybody. That pitch is way high. Two balls, two strikes.
Look at the flag. Looks like it's about a 10-mile-an-hour wind with drizzle.
Bunch of umbrellas out there. Here comes a pitch coming in. Alex pops that one up. Looks like it's going to be over to Sweeterman at first base, and he's got her.
Two up, two down. And that'll bring us to Reese Wendell at the top.
Two pop-ups.
Yep.
Add those two pop-ups together, and we got three pop-ups because they didn't go very far, either one of them.
Nope.
All right, we roll back to the top, number 99, Reese Wendell. Reese Wendell led this ball game off for the Indians with a single, and this time he comes up, catches the umpire.
Yep.
Might have got him in the old belly right there off the hop.
Somewhere up and around the chest protector, but I think it might have rolled up and cut him under the chin, maybe.
He's tried to dry the ball off with a wet pair of pants. It ain't working very good.
And here we go.
All right, here comes the 0-1. That pitch is up a little bit. One ball, one strike to Reese Wendell. Reese, one of the two Indians to cross home plate, him and Alex Garkey.
Yep.
That pitch is high also. Two balls, one strike now.
Reese Wendell has a real good eye at the plate.
Well, he's just an all-around good player. He does a nice job out in left field. And swing and a miss, nice curveball right there. He just pulled the string on him a little bit. He was way out in front.
Yes, he was.
He evens everything up. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. That pitch is high and outside. Three balls and two strikes now to Reese Wendell.
Yep, throw another one there. We'll take that
two away in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Indians picked up two runs in the bottom of the first, and everything else has been goose eggs. Get down. Get down.
That one
That's
hit
just
right.
Foul.
I thought that hit the line. I'm thinking if it had been dry out there, we'd have seen chalk fly. But.
Only if they spilled chalk about a foot foul. You eagle-eyed son of a gun.
Yeah, well. Bubba says I'm a little too optimistic.
Well, you can't make a foul ball fair, my friend. You thought it was on the line. It was about a foot and a half foul. Here comes a 2-2. That's in the dirt. 3-2 now. Must have been 3-2, and now we're going to walk down to first base.
Yep. Was 3-2.
All right, base on balls. The first walk given up by Evan Bowers. Well, Garks, make it pay here. Get a free out. Let's do something with it.
That's the start of a two-out rally. He's getting a little bit of a lead. He's going to throw over. Back in plenty of time.
Well, with two outs, you never know. We may try to, especially if we get one or two strikes on our batter, we may try to send him loose, but pretty wet out there.
Yep. Not great footing for the...
That pitch is a little outside, ball one.
For the runners, and not great sliding, because you can, if you get the wrong spots, your spikes can catch, and you might flip and never get to the base.
Well, maybe one will flip behind the catcher, and we get a free 90. That one just about did. Nice job by the catcher for the Redskins.
Yep, trying to get the mud off of it. Dirt. Two balls and a strike.
Actually, in... Relatively, a lot of people here.
Yes, there are.
For the miserable day.
Yeah.
Here comes a 2-0. Gark's thinking that's a hitter's pitch. I'm going to take a rip at it. He fouls it back to the wall.
Yep.
Two balls and a strike now.
Yep. This is a pretty important game. Indians need it bad, and it's a home game and a lot of stuff going on.
Well, it would certainly help our momentum here a little bit. We had a tough week last week, and... Be nice to get it. There goes a runner, and there's a hit and run. Ground ball over to the third baseman. This is going to be a hard throw, and wow.
Oh, I thought he might have got there.
Carter LaGuire with a hell of a play at shortstop. I'm telling you, he took everything he had to get it over there, and that's going to be out number three.
Just
so we got five in the books. No runs, one walk. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Still, Indians 2, Redskins 0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Does it seem like you never have enough outlets? All your appliances need power along with every other device and gadget. Now comes a power outage. Everything plugged in or being charged is or will be useless. You need a Generac automatic standby generator. Reasoner Energy can install your Generac so that all your outlets will have plenty of juice when everyone else loses their power. It's not a convenience, it's a necessity. Find out more about Generac generators at Reasoner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
All right, back we come here to the old battlegrounds here in Fort Recovery. Indians need to stop these guys two more times and walk away with a big MAC victory here over the Redskins. They lead 2-0. Crazy thing is the Indians have three hits, and we got them all the first three batters in the bottom of the first inning.
Back-to-back-to-back to start it off.
And that's all the runs it's been so far in this ball game. Alex Deuce been pitching a gem, and ball seems to be getting wetter, and control seems to be getting a little worse. But Deucey back out there on the mound for his sixth inning of work leads it off with a ball one high to Drew Sweeterman. There is curve ball. He waited well on it, but way out in front, pulls it foul. One ball, one strike. Sweeterman, Zimmerman, and Bergman, first three batters here for the old Redskins.
One ball, one strike. Drew Sweeterman, a fly ball out to Reese Wendell's first time up. Walked on five pitches back in that fourth inning.
Side armor gets him swinging on that one.
Courtesy runner, I guess, would be a better way to
Kent DeColvey coming out right there.
Yep.
All right, here comes the 1-2. Another side armor goes outside. This time it's called for a ball.
And when those come across the plate, they actually go almost diagonal across the plate.
Yeah, he really gets that sidearm out there, doesn't he?
He covers a lot of the plate.
Here comes the 2-2. That one has popped up. Head out towards Reese Wendell. Reese's got a spot on her, and that's going to be out number one. So Sweeterman goes down F7 in the old book for out number one. That brings Owen Zimmerman to the plate.
Kind of a half swing that went well over 200 feet.
Redskins with five hits on the day. Actually, I got them for four. I originally had them for four, and then I took or had them for five, and I took one away for an error. But JB decides to make it a hit. So five hits up there on the board for the old Redskins.
Yep. Top of the sixth.
We got prom this weekend, so only one more game this week, and that's on Thursday night at home against the Minster Wildcats. That one's fouled back to the screen.
Yep, and Minster doing well in the MAC, 3-1. They lost to Versailles, 7-6.
That's a game we still got hanging out there. It'd be nice to come back and play those guys and get that victory. We're down.
Yep, somewhere. Yep, we're in the top of the fifth and down 4-0, I believe.
Ooh, curveball just misses outside.
Nice pitch, but
two balls and a strike now.
Well off.
To the number two hitter of the inning, Owen Zimmerman.
Yeah, we have half of the Versailles game and the game at Delta St. John's to make up.
That one's outside. 3-1 now.
St. Henry has their game at Minster and Coldwater to make up.
All right, let's see what happens here on this 3-1. Ball four. So Zimmerman goes down to first. Third walk of the game given up by Ducey. Free pass right there, and now we're going to take a little break here.
Yep.
See what's going to happen here. We're going to stay right here and see what's going to happen.
Talk a little bit.
I don't think he's going to switch pitchers at this point because Alex hasn't thrown a whole lot of pitches, even though it's a crappy night.
Yeah. And do we think anybody else is going to do better?
Well,
not in this.
You never know, but right now I think you got to leave Ducey in talk about some situations here because obviously they're going to try to bunt him over. Even though it's the sixth inning, they may try to bunt him over, get him in scoring position to try to drive him in.
Umpire's walking out. My thought was that he's just going to keep out there till the umpire makes him break it up, and that's exactly what happened. Umpire takes two or three steps.
Pretty much what we thought. Ducey's going to stay out there on the mound. He's going to face Drew Bergman. Bergman is 0-2.
See, five? Was that,
you know what?
That right?
He was the guy that hit into that fielder's choice and then was the third out on that
the
interference play.
Yeah, interference, yeah.
There's a strike right
beautiful
across the
pitch.
Heart of the plate.
That was a great pitch.
No runs on five hits for the Indians, or for the Redskins, and two runs on three hits for our own Indians.
Alex.
All right, here comes the curveball. Stays high.
Ball is striking and out.
Drew Bergman in the batter, Logan Dehan on deck. That one's a jam shot, popped up right to Sage Wendell at second base. He makes the play for out number two.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, thank you again. All right, so
would that have automatically been an infield fly?
They may have called it, but I didn't hear him call it. It probably should have been because potentially he could have dropped it and flipped it over to flipped it over to Alex. Alex to first for out number two and three, and the ump. The Redskins coaches would have came out of that dugout of screaming.
Yep.
All right, Dehan, your batter. Nice curveball right there for strike one.
That sure looked like it was going to stay high and dropped right down to waist high. Two outs. Let's get this done.
Sidearmer, swing and a miss. That was a riser.
Yep.
Ducey now way ahead in the count. No balls, two strikes to Logan Dehan with Jake Sweeterman on deck.
Had him fooled pretty good there.
Might throw the same pitch. No, he comes over with a curveball and he gets away from him. And that's going to be out number three. Struck out swinging.
Yep.
Nice job by Alex Deuce. He's got six in the books. He's got a shutout going, folks. Indians coming to the plate looking for it. Adding on to this lead. They're up 2-0.
GE Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of year-end stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting and Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the sixth inning. Bowers back out there on the old mound for his, what he's hoping, not his last inning of work. But for the Indians, we'd love to add a couple little bit of runs here onto that 2-0 lead and then let Ducey go out there and do his thing and get a complete game shutout.
That would be really good for us. And Indians ground crew, Coach Eink and Coach Homan out there, put a little kitty litter down at the mound and in the batter's boxes. And
trying to dry things up a little bit. It's been a steady sprinkle the entire game. It's one of those rains where it just never...
Yep.
Never gets harder, never gets softer. So.
Nope, and there's not even a hint of a puddle out there in the infield.
It's just tacky.
Yep, and just thinking, I mentioned before, listening to WPGW this morning, they said 0.1 to 0.25 inches, and that's probably just what we're going to get, just enough to make it miserable.
Enough to make it miserable, that's
but,
right.
We're up here in the dry with the window closed, so we're okay.
No worries here.
Nope. Got a little heater going. And
all right, here we go. It's going to be lead. Caden Homan, Gavin Fowler, and Troy Homan. First three batters here for the Indians.
Caden Homan with every RBI that's
in
been
game.
In the game. All both of them.
Caden with a bullet over the left fielder's head. That pitch is high right across the top of his helmet. What a no.
Just keep hitting the ball, Caden.
There's a strike right across the belt.
I think he'd like to have that
one
back.
Part of me wants to get some runs. Part of me wants us to get right back out there and get three outs.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I'm anxious.
All right, here comes number 10. And a swing and a miss right there by Caden back around. He got a piece of it back to the wall.
Yep. Looking for a drier baseball. Ooh, throw it a little bit low.
That's what we ought to do.
Almost bounced in the grass.
Poor recovery's drying all the balls. We should just roll them back to bounce. There you go.
That probably wouldn't go well with anybody
right,
except
here comes
us.
The 1-2. Ooh, threw him a breaking ball. Just misses. Little elevated right there. Two balls, two strikes. That would be funny. I think we got to do it just once, just to get a little laugh out of me. All right, here comes a 2-2.
Foul back.
Caden gets a piece of it right back to the screen. He hangs in there. No outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians clinging to that 2-0 lead.
You see Bowers there? He's looked asking for a new ball and said, hit the glove. And laughing.
Well, these guys certainly know each other. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right, Caden digs back in there. That one's a little inside. Looked pretty hard. Bowers still throwing her hard, I'm telling you.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes. Anyway, Caden, get on there one time.
If you eliminate the first three batters for the Indians, he's pitched a great game.
There is a hard ground ball to the third baseman. He bobbles it once. It's going to be a huge play. Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Redskins defense has been nothing but solid here tonight, folks.
Yep. A number of pretty close plays, but that one was...
He was out.
Another one that was out.
All right, Gavin Fowler coming to the plate. Gavin is 0 for 2, two strikeouts so far in this ball game.
Well, he needs to put the bat on the ball here.
Well, he's a big, tall kid. I'd love to see him get hot here all of a sudden.
And as you said, get those arms extended.
Ooh, called that one a strike. I thought that was low and out.
Yeah, bottom of the zone for sure.
Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That one's outside. One ball, one strike. On deck for the Indians is Troy Holman, followed by Riggs Toby.
Let's get runs. Get some insurance.
There is a hard ground ball up the hole, and that's going to be a one-out single.
Just past the third baseman, just past the shortstop. Both of them within a foot of getting that.
Absolutely perfectly placed ball right there by Gavin Fowler. Gives him a hit.
And Reese Evers is going to go in and run for Gavin Fowler.
So Reese, what a great deal. You get to hit, and then you get to come back out of the rain.
Yeah. So that's a reward for finally getting a hit.
Actually, the first hit we've had since the first inning, folks.
Yep.
Here it is, the bottom of the sixth, and we cling to a 2-0 lead. All right, T-Rex going to step in there.
So since Reese hasn't been out there, is he going to have this pitcher timed up and see how much?
Yeah, we'll see once what happens.
Because he's getting a little bit of a lead.
I don't think he's going to go anywhere. That one's in the dirt. Now he's going to get a free 90. Hustle down there. Yep. Got a boy.
That one hit the bottles ground, hit the catcher.
Bounced. Yep. Now we got a runner in scoring position. So Troy can drive in the third run of the game here with a base knock.
That bounced out in front of the home plate about 10 feet.
Unless this is a short hit, I'm going to get the old wheel horse going here and round him, make him make some good plays.
Yep.
It's going to be a wet ball.
Yep.
Make him throw it.
Maybe bad footing out there in the outfield.
Ooh, Troy gets a piece of it. Fouls her right down the old first baseline to Benny Hillman down there coaching first.
Made a nice play. Wasn't a scorcher, but pretty good play. Throws it over to the St. Henry Towel Boys.
All right, Indians getting held on there at second base. Here comes the throw to home, and Troy hits a weak grounder. Oh, barehanded it. And
hit home plate, he said, as a foul ball. The pitcher barehanded it, and it was going to get Troy by about 10 steps. And
hey, caught a foul pretty quick. Foul ball, one ball, two strikes.
Yep.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't think that was a foul ball.
Yeah, I was just far enough back in my seat I couldn't see home plate. So
here comes the 1-2.
That, right toward his buddies in the third base dugout.
Troy just took out the rest of our team.
Yeah, it's low. Just off the screen. Probably made him jump a little bit though.
Made me jump. Coming right at me.
It was well below you.
Yeah, it was. All right, here comes the one ball, two strike pitch. Curveball comes in just a little outside.
Two balls, two strikes. Got one out in it. And one out single by Gavin Fowler.
Troy checked with umpire on the count.
Two balls, two strikes. T-Rex got to protect the back there. That one is going to be a hard hit ball or a weak hit ball to second baseman. He fields it. Throws Troy out at first base, but does move Evers over to third.
Well, that's pretty good sacrifice.
Yeah, kind of a sacrifice. He'll go down 4-3 in the old book for out number two.
Now,
but it gives Riggs Toby a chance to drive in a run, or a pass ball here would be huge for the Indians.
Yep. Let's get Riggsy going here. What's Riggs done so far?
Riggs so far in this ball game, we don't want to talk about it. Okay. He's 0-for-2 with a couple K's.
I was thinking that. I was hoping I was wrong. That one's real high.
Deehan still out there on the mound working for his sixth inning of work.
Bowers, Deehan's catcher. Yep. Yep. Yeah, he's still pitching great.
He's only given up four hits in this ballgame.
And only one since right off the bat.
The pitch is taken for a strike to Riggsy. Now we're one ball, one strike, two outs here. Indians got their third run 90 feet away at third base.
Like to see Evers get in there.
That pitch is taken inside for ball two.
Two outs, runner at second. Let's get him in.
Third,
I mean. Yeah. Never mind. Third.
Here comes the pitch. There's a strike. Yep. Right at the knees, strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Two away here, bottom of the sixth inning. Lots of twos up there on the old scoreboard. 12's at bat. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs for the Indians.
Bowers from the stretch. Looks into his catcher, Logan Deehan. Now the 2-2 pitch is...
That pitch is high.
A little bit above the belt. Maybe closer to the letters in the belt.
Three balls,
3-2.
Two strikes.
Come on, Rick. Be ready out there. Be ready.
Let's get him in.
Bowers would like to end it with Toby here, I believe. Now the payoff pitch is swung on and ground.
Gets a piece of it. Pulls it foul down the third baseline.
Remains full.
Catcher must be dropping Bowers out there blowing some heat in his hand.
Yep. It isn't warm, but at least it's not in the 30s.
We've had much colder games.
Yes, we
3-2. That's line drive. Smoke down the line. Foul.
I don't know if there's any golf carts on Golf Cart Hill on the third base side, left field line, but if they were, they got them a ball to get to throw back in.
One of them's got a dent.
Yeah.
All right, 12, straighten it out here a little bit. Straighten it out. Here comes the 3-2 again. That pitch is outside, ball four. Nice job by Riggs.
Corners.
So now, runners at first and third. Bowers only his second walk of the game. He's
Coach
been
is
great.
Going to come out. They're going to get a little strategy
going. Yeah, they're probably
going
to figure that, they're going to talk about that delayed steal that the Indians love to do make sure that they got things figured out, but we got to get the run across the plate before Riggs makes an out. So,
yep.
See once what happens here.
Yep, and they know we've done that, and I don't think we've done it against them, but I'll bet you they've had scouts see it a dozen times over the last few years.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they know that's a definite possibility, and even if not that, they need to know: are we definitely going home? Or holding that runner, or what are we doing it with the guy at third? So,
well, in the end, I think Riggsy's just going to stay put. Hopefully,
I think so too. But
hopefully, Sage Wendell's going to get us a hit here.
Yep. Maybe. In this
delay, they may try it with two strikes or something, Spencer.
Yep. With this ball moistened up, we might wait for one thrown over the catcher's head.
Well, you never know. So Sage Wendell steps in there. Way out in front of that puppy.
Yes, he was. Two outs, no balls, and a strike. Let's go, Sage.
See what Riggsy does here now. Riggs still holding the spot. That's popped up. Second baseman going back, and it's right in his glove for out number three. Well, the Indians pick up one hit. They strand two. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Indians need three outs to beat the Redskins.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do. That job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know hormonal imbalances can cause headaches and migraines? You can have your hormone levels evaluated to help you find relief. Hormone testing at Kalp Pharmacy is a simple process consisting of blood level or saliva testing. When hormone imbalances are detected, natural plant-derived hormone restoration therapy could bring your body chemistry back to balance. So call Calp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 for more information. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
All right, here we go. Back at the old LaFever Complex here in Fort Recovery, getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Alex Deuce back out there for his seventh inning of work, and he needs three outs to come up with a complete game shutout, and I hope he can do her.
Yep, that would move St. Henry down to fourth place tie with Minster in the MAC. Coldwater, 4 wins, no losses. St. Henry, 3 wins, no losses. Versailles, 2 wins, no losses. And St. Henry, if they can't come up with a couple of runs here, they're going to go drop down to third place tie with Minster.
And the Indians will pick up their second MAC win and move to 500 on the season.
Yep. Yeah, in the MAC and overall, we're 4-5 right now. And
I can tell you without hesitation that Drew Sweeterman or Jake Sweeterman is not planning on losing this ball game. He's 2-for-2, and he's going to lead it off for the Redskins here in the top half of the seventh inning.
Yep.
Ducey has not got that young man out yet today.
Yep. It's taking a little bit longer here because they're putting kitty litter down, and Alex only, by the time we came back on, he only had one or two warm-up pitches. So
yeah, but I think he's pretty much ready to go.
He's ready to go now.
Got a dry ball, and we're getting ready. It's going to be Sweeterman, Bowers, and Schwartz, first three batters here. 7-8-9 in the lineup for the Redskins.
That's kind of where we want them, except, like you said, this guy is 2-for-2.
Yeah, one thing don't want to do is let two of these three guys get on, and then we roll back to the top. So
no.
Here we go. First pitch is going to be in the dirt for a ball.
Yep, very low. And Alex comes again.
Pitch a little low right there. It's going to be ball two. Now, come on, Ducey. Don't give him a freebie here. There's a strike right there at the knees. Good pitch.
Yep.
One more just like that.
Jake Sweeterman again trying to beat run bases for the third time today here for the Redskins.
That one is
lifted down the
foul down towards a bunch of people, and they scattered
right field line down toward the stockade down there in the right field corner.
Got to be ready.
That's usually the Evers people down there, but those are red shirt or red coats.
Those are
so
some Redskins standing down there.
Those are some Redskins down there. Evers are probably under the shelter.
All right. Long strike. Here comes the 2-2. Take care of him yourself, Alex. There's a line drive. One hopper out to Garkey. Garkey fires over to first base, and that's going to be one up, one down.
That was nice.
All right, now it's going to be Evan Bowers.
Almost a perfect hop.
Alex Garkey with a cherry hop out there. Nice throw over to Gavin Fowler, and that's going to be out number one. All right, looks like we got a new batter coming in. Looks like a Clooney young.
Yep.
Clooney's on the back there. I don't know.
David Clooney is what it says on our roster, but that may not be official.
We'll find out.
Yep. One ball, no strikes.
Pitch is way high. Two balls, no strikes.
Yep.
Well, the old Red Legs took one on the chin last night, 7-0.
Yeah, after a they got swept, then they swept.
Yeah.
Now they're a little streaky, I'd say.
I'd say so. Here comes the
nice
pitch right there. Two balls and a strike.
That was a nice pitch.
Let's keep the old bases empty here, Alex. That one's way in the dirt. Bounces about 3 feet in front of the plate. Three balls and a strike.
So what do you think, Dave? This guy's been sitting in the dugout, and he's dry coming into bat. Is that even a remote advantage for him? I think, you know, just being sitting and then coming in sometimes is a disadvantage.
Yeah, it's a chilly night, and you're cold, you're stiff, it's tough.
Yep.
You haven't faced this pitcher. It's a tough spot to come in. There's no doubt about it. He pops that one straight up. Riggs might have a shot at this one. And he does. Ooh. Nice play by Riggsy Toby.
Yep.
Pops it over. Riggs got one hand on the net, and the old glove hand sitting out, and he catches that puppy. So
right there at the on-deck circle.
Two up, two down, and now Alex one out away from a shutout, complete gamer. That's the Alec Deuce that we know how to, you know.
Yes.
That's the guy we're used to watching.
Yep.
Brody Schwartz now. He's got a chance. Last chance for the Indians. That's a swing and a miss. He was swinging for the moon right there.
Yes, he was.
Brody struck out twice so far in this ball game.
He did not get cheated on that swing.
No, he was taking a rip. Here comes it. Ooh, curveball. Absolute beaut right there. Alex had that curveball working.
I would say, Mr. Schwartz would say, tell me when that pitch is coming, and I'll send it over to the mayor's yard.
All right, and down to their last strike. Here comes the fastball. Ooh, just a little outside.
Choo.
Giving him a break, giving him another chance in there. One ball, two strikes, two away. Swing and a miss. Nice job by Alex Deuce, and that's going to do it for the Indians and Redskins tonight. The Indians going to take it 2-0. And Alex Deuce with a complete game shutout. We'll be back to wrap things up here in just a bit.
Don't miss Wayne IGA's big meat and deli sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Check out these great deals in their deli. Eckrich Virginia ham, honey ham, and ham off the bone are all just $4.99 a pound. Eckrich bologna is only $2.99 a pound. Eckrich large summer sausage sticks are $9.99. And their Colby, Colby Jack, Pepper Jack, and Baby Swiss cheese are all only $4.99 a pound. Also, be sure to check out their specials in their meat department this weekend. This is a great time to stock up and save during the meat and deli sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Wayne IGA, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Be okay. All right, welcome back to the Lefevre Complex here. The Indians come away with a big 2-0 victory over the St. Henry Redskins tonight. And hats off to Alex Deuce. I tell you what, he pitched a complete game shutout. He only allowed 5 hits. And it looked like the Alex Deuce that we're used to seeing, Spencey. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
For the Indians, we had 2 runs on 4 hits. We only stranded 5. We only struck out 6 times. We got 1 free pass tonight. Or we got 2 free passes by Bowers, who pitched another. You know, he pitched a great game, too.
Yeah.
Each team committed 1 error.
You eliminate those first 3 batters for us, and we'd be playing for another
hour. It was a crazy way to start the game, and you don't see this very often, but the first 3 guys came up. Had a single, double, double. We scored 2 runs, and that was the entire amount of scoring in the game. We had 4 hits. Reese Wendell had 1. Alex Garkey had 1. Caden Homan had 1. And then the last one came in the 6th inning when Gavin Fowler got a hit. So there's our 4 hits on the day.
Yeah.
For the St. Henry boys, they had no runs on 5 hits. The leading hitter for them was Jake Sweeterman, had 2 hits. Let's see, Ducey walked 3 times, gave him 3 free passes. Like I said before, each team had an error. He struck out 9, and he, you know, think about that. One-third of the outs was K's, and they stranded 5 also. So a huge win, and maybe a much-needed boost for our team after last week. You know, we took some on the chin, and now you come back and you beat an undefeated St. Henry squad, and you never know where that may take you, Spencey. So,
yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to let you wrap things up. I'm going to head home, get some supper, and I'll probably be back Thursday night, I would think.
All righty.
And hopefully we get a victory
over
the Wildcats.
Should be better weather, but at least we got this in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to kind of go over some other of the games that were scheduled tonight, and I'm going to guess most of them were played. Coldwater at Versailles, and so one of those teams is going to end up losing if they got to play. So there will be only one team atop the MAC undefeated. It'll be either Coldwater, that would be at 5 wins, no losses, or Versailles with 3 wins, no losses. St. Henry takes the loss tonight, and either Coldwater or Versailles will lose today if they get the games in. And if they don't get any more rain than we did, it's at Versailles, and their diamond is usually in pretty good shape. So I'm going to say that's going to get played. Duffus St. John's Blue Jays are at Minster. Marion Local is at Parkway. New Bremen is at New Knoxville. That one might not get played. Sometimes that diamond hasn't had the attention that some of the other ones have, but they could very well be getting that one in. So I think those are the games today. So Coldwater and Versailles are playing each other, and if they do get that game in, one team or the other will be the sole undefeated team in the MAC. So coming up, we have on Thursday, as Dave mentioned on his way out, we are playing the Minster Wildcats. Minster Wildcats is 3 wins, 1 loss, same record as St. Henry. They are hosting Delphus St. John's tonight. Minster coming in at, 11 wins, 1 loss. They only have 1 loss. That was in the league. They lost to Versailles 7-6 last Thursday. So everybody's beating each other. Somebody's going to need to knock off Coldwater or Versailles, and then everybody would have a loss, and everybody's kind of in it. But so we'll see how it all goes. But prom is Friday night, so Friday night, so no games Friday or Saturday. So Thursday will be the only game this week. Tonight we come away with a 2-0 victory over the St. Henry Redskins. We knew this was going to be a tough one coming in. I don't think they were expecting, I wasn't expecting for the game to start off like it did. I was hoping for it, but expecting it's a different thing. Reese Wendell leads it off with a single. Alex Garkey doubles, and Caden Homan doubles to get them both in. And those were the only runs scored, and they were all, both of them were scored before there was an out in the bottom of the first inning. So we got our first 3 guys with base hits and didn't get another hit till the 6th inning. But we hold on. Alex Dews pitched a great game. A couple of times the ball was a little wet and lost a little bit of control, but he was always getting a fresh, dry ball and just pitched a great game. So, and also Evan Bowers did for the St. Henry Redskins. There were some great plays, some hard hit balls, some good plays by the outfield, infield. Everybody played well today. So St. Henry's going to take the short trip home, and I hope it feels long for them, I guess. We come away with a win, and we are now 2-2 in the MAC, 5-5 overall. St. Henry is 3-1 in the MAC and 6-7 overall. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back on Thursday as the Indians will play the Minster Wildcats.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. This special sports coverage of Indians Baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. always send you back to the studio for regular programming. And thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.